Adding to the pain of Sunday's attack in Orlando, nearly half of the dead were of Puerto Rican descent. The emotional toll on that city's Latino community has been enormous, and also on the island, where families are preparing to receive their dead. Adrian Florido of NPR's Code Switch team has just returned from Orlando. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And I gather you spent much of yesterday with the family and friends of one of the victims.
Yeah, that's right, Renee. It was very difficult. They came from Puerto Rico and are preparing to take the body of this young man home.
And home on the island is where?
Well, it's a little town on the island's southern coast called Guanica. I was speaking with Ismael Medina and his wife, Leticia Padro, who are from Guanica. They told me they spent all of Sunday calling their nephew's cell phone in Orlando. His name is Angel Candelario Padro. Eventually, they got a call from a friend of Angel's who said their nephew had been at the Pulse nightclub and had been shot. And that's when Medina and his wife and their two sons packed their bags and took the next flight to Orlando.
O estaba en hospital o estaba en las personas que estaban adentro fallecidas.
We knew he was either in the hospital or he was dead in the nightclub, Medina says. And if he was in the hospital, he needed our help. But after arriving on Monday, the family learned that 28-year-old Angel, a nurse and a clarinet player, was one of the dead. He'd left Puerto Rico just 3 years ago, and this morning his uncle is taking him back home in a coffin. Medina says it feels like losing a son. He wanted to get Angel back to Puerto Rico as quickly as possible because that's where Angel's parents and grandparents, overwhelmed by grief, are waiting for him. But Medina also knew his nephew had friends in Orlando and in Chicago, where he lived until a few months ago. So he arranged for Angel's body to be on view in Orlando for 2 hours on Wednesday afternoon. Angel was dressed in a pastel pink suit. His hands clutched a single yellow rose. He had been a nurse in Puerto Rico and was getting licensed in Florida. And so his family draped his stethoscope around his neck. He was there for everyone, one of his friends told the crowd. And then she asked for a round of applause in his honor. Gail Thomas DeWitt, the mortuary's director, says usually she uses a special transport company to take remains to the airport, but she's having her staff take Angel.
We will be sending him in a hearse. Yes.
Why?
Honor, dignity. The world is at its knees, so, you know, you want to be as loving and thoughtful as possible to diminish any type of grief that the family is experiencing.
Supporting the families of the victims seems to be the focus of so many people in Orlando right now. Angel's funeral costs are being covered by a special Florida state fund. The flowers donated by a florist, his casket discounted. The airline carrying him to Puerto Rico is doing it for free. When he does arrive, the funeral home in his hometown will take over. Its director, Hector Pacheco, says he and his staff have been preparing to pick Angel's body up at the airport. He lands at 1:25 in the afternoon, and we'll be there waiting for him, he told me. After that, Renee, Angel will have a second wake at the home of his grandparents.
And what about the actual funeral for this young man?
Well, Angel was a veteran. He served in Puerto Rico's National Guard, and so he's going to be buried in the Guanica Municipal Cemetery in the section reserved for service members. And that funeral is on Saturday.
Adrian, thank you very much.
Thanks, Renee.
That's Adrian Florido of NPR's Code Switch team.